We're on the line with National Weather Service meteorologist Tony Answeeney this morning. And Tony, we've got a winter weather advisory coming in effect a little bit later on today. What are we in for?
Well, we'll see a storm system move across the region later on today. We'll see this system spread an area of snow into the area by early afternoon, and then we'll see it change over to a period of freezing rain and sleet during the afternoon before eventually changing over to just plain rain by this evening.
Sounds like it's going to be a little bit difficult when it comes to drive time then?
Well, the evening commute will likely be difficult as the snow changes over to that wintry mix of freezing rain and sleet, and that'll result in some very slippery conditions, especially on any untreated roads.
All right, and that'll hit then right about the time folks are headed home. In the evening, you're talking about temperatures rising. Are we going to actually get above freezing?
Well, right now, officially at the Buffalo Airport, we're at 8 degrees, and we're actually going to warm up through the day today, and we'll actually see the warmest temperature of the day occur this evening, and we'll go above freezing for several hours, and actually that'll be the warmest we've seen in Buffalo in nearly 5 weeks. The last time we were above freezing was 38 degrees back on January 29th.
Any chance we'll stay there?
I think we'll see temperatures above freezing for several hours this evening, but then much colder air will come back into the region for Wednesday and Thursday.
All right. Anything else you think is important to add that folks need to know for the next day or so?
Well, I think that some people on their minds might be with the warmer temperatures and the rainfall that's expected tonight that there might be some high water issues, but I think we'll see little in the way of any flooding concerns. The only problems we might experience will be where storm drains are blocked with snow. We could see some ponding water in those areas, but otherwise I think the flooding threat is pretty limited.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Tony.
Okay, Cheryl.